98.3 The Coast, the best mix with the best mix in the morning show. I'm Zach East, and this is your Coast Social Network, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And on Wednesday mornings, we speak with our friends from the Berrien Community Foundation, including Susan Matheny, the program manager from Berrien Community Foundation. And also joining us this morning is Bill Downey from the Heart of Cook Foundation and the Cook Plant. Lots of other things that Bill is responsible for there in the universe of Indiana Michigan Power. And we'll talk to him in just a second. But Susan, let's start with you first. And, you know, tell us about this pretty long-standing connection between the Cook Plant and Berrien Community Foundation, and especially with the Heart of Cook Competitive Grants.
Sure. Thank you so much for having us on today. Actually, the Berrien Community Foundation has a long history of trying to meet the goal of resources meeting needs in the community. We try to help connect resources with needs. And one of the ways we do that is with competitive grant programs. There's the BCF for Good Grants. They're funded by the Berrien Community Foundation's endowment. But we also provide services to other philanthropic organizations to help make sure that they're achieving their giving goals. And one example, great example of that is the relationship with between Berrien Community Foundation and the Heart of Cook program. We provide administrative program or administrative help for that program to help them do a competitive grant program themselves every year, and have for quite some time. I think it was 2003 when we started working together.
And Bill, can you, you know, confirm that? Because for the most part, this is a relationship that's going to keep moving forward, because as I'm sure the foundation sees, there's a whole lot of need in the community, and having the support from Berrien Community Foundation's pretty important. So what is the Heart of Cook Foundation specifically? What are you hoping to accomplish for the community?
Well, as Susie was saying, you know, there's a lot of need in the community. And for years and years and years since Cook Plant has been here with INM, you know, our employees and our company, our plant, we participate in the community in a variety of different ways. And we're always trying to help out where the need is present. And, you know, before we began our relationship with the foundation, we would do sponsorships, and we would use our resources, both, you know, manpower and dollars, and we'd try to spread them around as best we could. But then we realized the kind of organization and basically you can crack the whip and put all the paperwork together and really do good in a format in an organized way. And that's when we decided that the Berrien Community Foundation was the best way for us to do that. With the Heart of Cook Foundation, they helped us to form that. And so now our grant making is organized. We have an employee base of grant reviewers, that a committee that review the grants, and we get a ton of them every year. Susie, I don't know how many we see, but we give away, you know, upwards of 30 or between 30 and 40 grants each year. Both in mini grants and larger grants, but we have so many more applications that we can do. But our employee base that's on this committee, they really have enjoyed over the years being able to read these and review these grants and try to give out a lot of dollars. And we've been doing this, will be our 18th year, and there's a milestone coming up too with that. After 18 years, we finally will be reaching the point where we will have given over $1 million in grants to the community after this year's cycle. So we're kind of proud of that.
Wow, that is pretty impactful. And you know, as Susan and I have talked about in past interviews here, you know, there's a team of volunteers that are at work that are often helping to make these decisions for the amount of grant applications that come in versus the amount of money that's available to give out for the year. And so far, there should be $75,000 in grants this year, according to what I see here.
Yeah, there'll be $75,000 in grants awarded. And to go back to what Bill said, he alluded to, they receive at least twice as many applications as they can fund each year. But what's nice about the partnership with Berrien Community Foundation is we are sometimes able to say, okay, these weren't funded, but they're good ideas and good grants, and to encourage those grantees to maybe apply to other grant programs that we have. So the partnership helps continue to help fund good projects that might not be within the reach of the budget for the particular year. But the Heart of Cook does great work. They have a couple of different grants that folks can apply for. They have a mini grant and a long form. So that means that you have an organization that only needs about up to maybe $500. They can do a little less intense application. And then they have a long form for folks to apply for $501 to $10,000. And that really allows for bigger projects, maybe with a longer scope.
And there are a lot of grants that have been made recently, including the STEM for Them program to support STEM innovation camps, 100 Women Strong for emergency assistance to women, the Surrett Nature Center for Towers and Trails, and the Soup Kitchen of Benton Harbor. And Bill, these decisions to help fund some of these community organizations with the Heart of Cook grants are actually being made by Cook employees, correct?
That's true. We have maybe a little under a dozen employees that, that we read through every grant, and we have kind of a system for scoring them. We've grown over the years and doing this now, but we've really kind of turned into a nice machine of picking some really good projects that hit educational, human services, environmental, those types of projects. We want to spread that money around. So sometimes we don't necessarily grant every request to the fullest dollar amount because not because it's not deserving, but because there may be some other funding options available for them, but mainly because we want to try to spread the money as far as we can so that everybody gets a little something, or as many as we can fund.
And that makes a lot of sense. Now, there are some, eligibility requirements, as with everything, to try to meet in order to apply here. So, Susie, could you tell us a bit about how folks apply for the Heart of Cook grants?
Sure. Eligible agencies for Heart of Cook grants are obviously 501c3 nonprofits. That's a pretty standard. Schools, municipalities, governmental organizations, religious organizations that are doing community work, and there's a territory, a geographic territory that applies to this eligibility as well. So it's for any organization that's serving in the Indiana, Michigan Power Service territory. So that would be not just Berrien County, but Southwest Michigan and Northwest Indiana, like LaPorte, St. Joe, and Elkhart counties. So the reach and the generosity of the Heart of Cook Foundation is far and wide.
And Susie, if anyone has questions, they can actually reach out to you if they have anything they want to ask, right?
Sure. People can look for the application and more information on our website at berriencommunity.org/HOC. That's HOC for Heart of Cook. And the due date for this coming up is February 10th. So you've got a little less than a month, but you've got time. And yes, if people have questions after reading over the website, they can absolutely contact me at the foundation, and I'm happy to walk them through it.
All right. Susan Matheny is from Berrien Community Foundation, as well as Bill Downey from Indiana Michigan Power and the Heart of Cook Foundation joining us this morning on the Coast Social Network. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.